Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Huge sports day today in the Bay. Niners get beat by Jacksonville. Bob Melvin gets fired. And the Warriors open up training camp with media day today. No Jonathan Kuminga, but they have signed Gary Payton II. Let's welcome in Mark Willard,
fellas.
Dan Dibley. It is the crossover. A lot going on. And what are you guys coming out with today?
Yeah.
Everything.
The frustration of the U.S. Ryder Cup effort.
Well,
I mean,
I turned it on.
Friday and Saturday count too, fellas. Anyway, that's enough of
there
the golf.
There were cuss words. I heard them.
Oh, it's pretty fun. And the Sunday charge, great, but they fell short.
In New York?
They cussed?
No.
No. These were golfers and caddies cussing at each other.
I know.
But
no,
frustration is the word. I told Dibs, I go, I think today, and it's a big day, and I don't mean this in a Debbie Downer way. I find today to be one of the most frustrating days that I can remember in recent history for a Bay Area sports fan. I find today to be an incredibly sobering day.
And the Warriors are doing their part? Because I feel like this will be fixed in a day. Play ball, but
it's almost October.
How many days in a row have you felt like it was about to get fixed?
100 days in a row.
Look, I don't want to get into the weeds of media day because I think most fans don't even know
He's
what the hell
there.
That is. And neither are most of their new players. And so, like, don't get it twisted. The fact that Steve Kerr's not even speaking
man,
at media day,
oh man.
I think the Warriors are absolutely livid that this situation is still in flux.
It's interesting.
So that's number one. Number two, I'm not frustrated that Bob Melvin got fired. I'm frustrated at what has led to yet another firing at a leadership position for the Giants. It's another. You only needed 84 wins to go to the playoffs
that
year.
Man.
That's ridiculous that you couldn't do that with that roster. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I appreciate the accountability from Buster.
And then don't even get me started. I mean, go ahead and get us started on the 49ers. We will. Nothing was good.
But
everything.
Is this life without Bosa forget Purdy, on the defensive side?
You better trade for Trey Hendrickson now.
Your boy didn't get sacked or touched.
No.
Lawrence.
No, he didn't, yeah. No hits and no sacks and all the rest of it. And we'll get into it a little bit more in our show about the defense. I thought the defense was a lot better than most people are giving them discredit.
They gave you the ball, Dibs, win the game.
They did, and they came out and held Jacksonville to a couple of three and outs, and then Brock Purdy immediately throws a pick. And, you know, the special teams touchdown that you gave up was not on them. And the kickoff return at the end of the first half that set up the field goal was not on them. So if you want to say they gave up 26, I think they gave up 16. And even though they didn't pressure the QB or they didn't intercept a pass for the 11th straight game, this is going to be the defense you have until they potentially trade for a guy. By design, it's going to be bend but don't break. And that's what they did yesterday.
So your hope is Cincinnati loses to Denver tonight.
Oh, and they will.
Okay, and the bottom falls out.
No, 100%.
For Henderson, yeah.
Like, I mean, Dib's not wrong that in some way it was amazing that didn't get worse, but I'm going to put that much more on Jacksonville.
If that was Stafford and company, I'm with you.
I'm going to put that much more on Jacksonville than giving the 49ers a whole lot of credit.
Yeah.
The bottom line is if the quarterback does not need his uniform washed, you're screwed.
No, man.
You're screwed. You're going to lose.
On the road.
You're going to lose tons of football games that way. And you can watch it. Every time he snapped the ball, it was four people that just went, walked into a wall. And did not do anything about it. And in fact, then they stunted and blitzed less than they had in the other three games, which was a head scratcher to me.
Or
but I don't want to act like an expert on how to approach that defensively. All I know is that pass rush is going to lose you a lot of football games. So they better do something about it as quick as other people will take their phone call. They got to do it.
All right. He's going to cost a lot of money, right?
No.
It's a one-year deal.
Right, but yeah. Then will they just he's going to be a stopgap.
Yeah.
Possibly. Okay. I mean,
possibly.
If he comes and he fits and they do well, they could look to keep him and do other things with the financials going forward. The big rat on the table brought to you by ATCO is Nick Bosa with a third torn ACL, and he's coming up on being, 29 when he gets healthy? So if you aren't sure about whether or not he could be healthy, that might change how much you would want to re-sign a guy you went out and traded for. So it's expensive because Bosa's expensive, but first things first, you do have to start getting pressure so that you can actually get an interception. And poor Fred Warner, he had a couple of bobble juggles, and Upton Stout, Mark and I were talking before the show.
Stout, he thought it was pass interference. So
I mean, if we want to go letter of the law, I do my notes, as you know, and when there's a call, I usually put a question mark after it, and that one drew a question mark for me. It was a little bit of a tuggy tug, and for me, that was one that could have gone either way, and the fact that they finally got a pick, and it was pass interference, that was the heartbreaker.
But when you turn it over four times and give up a punt return, they almost defied that and won.
That's
you don't
saying.
Deserve to win.
No, it's actually, if you do it, this will depress you, so I don't suggest it, but if you dive into their metrics, it's miraculous they have any wins. they're coached by Shanahan, and they can't rush the ball. They're the only team in the whole league that hasn't rushed for a touchdown.
Wow.
They're averaging less than 3.5 a carry. They're averaging less than 100 a game. It is unbelievable when you think of you can't rush the ball. You've had two quarterbacks, two games. You have key injuries all over the place. You're introducing yourself to wide receivers in the huddle. You add all of that up, and they're 3-1. I don't know how they're 3-1. I don't know how they're 3-1. And that's why I was, last week, I'm like, you got to be on cloud 9. Because how are they 3-0? But at the same time, you have to think that it's likely to get better in terms of health.
Was Brock's performance a byproduct of the toe, or how did you guys process that? Because he'll tell us that was in the rust, a bad game. But man, Willard Dibbs, I was just like, I told Stoney and the listeners, like, if they ran him out there, he was healthy enough, right?
Yes, he's healthy enough. So, I mean,
that's what you guys taught me last week.
And the thing about it is, we don't know where Mac Jones was with his knee. So, unless we're going to go full on Adrian Martinez mode, then if Brock is good enough to play, he plays. And if you play, then that's what you put on tape. And yeah, you had, as a team, 4 turnovers and 3 go to him. And I know your toe's not feeling great, but them's the breaks. This is pro football.
Yeah. And if you play, you play to win the game.
You do. You don't play to just play it.
No. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I've forgotten to do that.
Mark, you were saying, 3-1, all the metrics, and you look at how they are 3-1, and they've made the play when it counted, and that's how they were able to go rabbit out of the hat. And then yesterday, it was time to make the play, and Brock Purdy fumbled, and that was night-night. And you had other chances to make plays that would have, kept you closer, kept you in it, and you just couldn't get it done.
There's a bunch of the plays, and we can go back to, let's say, the Arizona game, right? Like, Marvin Harrison had a chance to make the play.
No doubt.
And he dropped
Zay
the ball.
Jones.
And then, right. And so, like, we could do that, and that's been going their way. And yesterday, sure, there's the Purdy fumble. There's the ETN bust. There's the special teams bust. There's the fumble by Farrell.
Yeah.
And then there's all the interceptions that the Niners had their hands on that they couldn't. Yep. Bring in or whatever.
McCaffrey also fumbled and they got it back.
Hey, McCaffrey's hands, what's going on? What the hell's going on with Christian McCaffrey?
Why aren't those on the injury report?
Cheech and Chong, I thought that was
high. This is 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
He can't catch the ball. He's fumbling the ball.
He wasn't by himself, Willard.
No, of course not.
Dropped the drop of the
Good
game
Lord,
to me.
Kendrick Bourne.
He hit it right in the chest.
He had three drops.
Yeah, but there was one where it was like, you could have kept
running.
Well,
and that might have been a touchdown.
A house call.
Yep.
I got one for you. I should have brought this up early in the show because listeners can see sometimes. You guys, were you really locked into the game on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the 49ers are down at the Jacksonville 27. It was 3rd and 3. I think they pitched wide to McCaffrey, got nothing. And now it's 4th and 3 at the 27. Trent Williams is getting into like a little something that's off screen with a D-back or something.
On their sideline.
Purdy's looking at the sidelines. And then they show a replay. And then right out of the replay, as they're starting to do their 4th and 3 play, because they went for it.
Yeah, they went for it.
They show Shanahan, and he was like, like he was mad about something, like right before they even were going for it. And I was like, what was he? There was something that was really on his mind. He was talking to the booth like, I just don't understand. Like, something was going on.
I don't know.
At that point.
I don't know.
Do you remember seeing it?
I do.
It was just a split second.
I watched it again today, and I
think. So did we. We tried to decipher what was going on.
Part of it might have been the fact that they can't run the ball, and maybe he wanted to change personnel, but couldn't. And he'd already, can I say, pissed away?
He did.
Timeouts throughout the course of the game.
Sure. And
so, well, that was back to back.
Guru thought he might have been like
mad at like, come on, we got
or at Purdy, because Purdy was looking at what was going on, which must have meant he had his back turned. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just noticed that he didn't. But something was going on.
Kyle, we got to say one thing about
Kyle. Bad game for him, too.
No doubt, because that was a sequence. But the Travis Hunter catch, which I thought was play of the game. But before that, even the announcers got into it. He declined the penalty.
Yeah, I don't understand this one.
Like, it was confusion city, but I'm like,
I don't understand where, like, I would love to know where the refs got their initial incorrect info that the Niners wanted to accept the penalty. And then,
because Kyle said he got wrong intel to accept. He's like, man, we shouldn't have done that.
No, Kyle admitted that they accepted
that's
it.
That's what they said on the broadcast.
No, he said the officials.
At halftime.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's correct. The officials apologized to him, he said, after the game. The officials apologized to him when he wanted to decline the penalty, and they didn't. And then once they didn't, when he called timeout to try to get them to, they told him it was too late. This is irreversible. It's kind of like when you like make a hotel reservation,
and then
I'm sorry, that's not the fun.
They went and got a touchdown out of that drive.
Yes, they did.
Well, first he burns the timeout, and then the Hunter play, and he challenges which, you know, you challenge
bad challenge.
It, bad challenge. You lose another timeout, and then they eventually would make it all the way down. Part of the frustration for me, Mark, is that when you watch Jacksonville, and I won't get into the Trevor versus Brock conversation again. That was played out last week. But they, as a team, are not very good.
I had to give it
penalty
away.
Penalty machine. And you said it earlier. He caught the kickoff out of bounds.
And that was the first after the Niners score. But what are you doing?
It was mistake after mistake. Kick catch interference. Another 15. The guy caught it out of bounds, which cost them 30 yards
One, and it goes to 4th and like, thank you.
Yeah.
Trevor slides out of bounds.
So when you say the Niners didn't deserve to win, I kind of think that neither team deserved to win. The Niners outgained them, and I mean, the 4 turnovers obviously were a huge factor, but it's not like Jacksonville was completely polished and buttoned up. They are kind of a mess. And Travis Hunter, you're not a two-way player, my man. Put the defense down. He's not a good corner. When he's out there, is that number 12? We're going his way.
I'm wondering why they weren't putting him on.
If we're going to give the Niner rookies room.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah. If we're going to give Niner rookies room to be rookies, then Travis gets that too.
Wow.
He's a rookie.
Yes, but he's trying to play both ways, and that's so unheard of in the NFL, and he probably shouldn't. That's my opinion.
Oh.
And I haven't watched every snap of his, but the defense is telling you what they think. He played 10 snaps on defense. Speaking of 10 snaps, Brian Robinson Jr.? Hey, Kyle.
An afterthought.
Here's an idea. Maybe you let him play some football. It's not like Christian McCaffrey's tearing it up on the ground. He had 10 snaps.
I don't understand the run game at all.
I don't either.
I don't get it.
How much is on Trent?
Well, everything's on everybody.
344 pounds of it.
I think that what they're used to doing,
is not available to them.
Not available.
And if that is because Trent is not as effective, it's because George is not there. It's because the defenses are totally keying on it.
Man.
If it's that Christian has lost a half step, is it because, I don't know, you've got an injured quarterback out there every day or an ineffective one or whatever, and they're not, and the receivers are introducing themselves and dropping balls so they don't threaten you over the top. I mean, all of these things are complementary, and I know what people want to focus on. We want to focus on individuals, and apparently if you make a lot of money, you're supposed to put the team on your back by yourself and go win football games, which is stupid. Lamar Jackson's 1-3. Like, you can't do that. Like, everything sucked yesterday. I thought that was so frustrating to watch because almost every play was like, you sucked again, you sucked again, you sucked again. Like, every single play looked out of sync on both sides of the ball.
And then had a chance to go win.
And you still had a chance to win. That's why it's like, this team is pretty, it is a head scratching first four games.
The hook and lateral was pretty fresh.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I gotta be honest, I thought McCaffrey had a burst there for the people saying he's slow. I don't see the slowdown.
I don't either.
Okay.
What I see is,
he on his way, but then it reminded me, damn, that's how you got to give it to him for a house call, you know?
Yeah. I think when you watch him in pass plays, when he's out and about, the burst is there. Okay. The burst can't be there when your blockers are getting pushed back and there's no
hole. They are, man.
So you can't burst through a wall of humanity, and that's what I see on the ground game.
225 on the ground for McCaffrey, 305 in the air.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Football is won in the trenches. That's just the way it is.
I can hear Mad now. Rest in peace.
Football is won in the trenches. And so, like, everything goes from there. And so we can spend all our time, if we want, on Purdy and McCaffrey. And we can talk about interceptions and all that stuff. The bottom line is the Niners need to run the ball, and the Niners need to rush the pass. And if you don't do those two things, you are going to lose more
either
games
than
you
either one happened Dibs. Yesterday.
Yeah. Dibs, you can't say trenches without Trent.
Yeah, trenches.
Yeah, you
right.
Can.
Yeah, really. It's right there, yeah. Mark.
No, that's why I didn't use his name, though. He's a part of this. He's a part of what I like.
Pro Football Focus gave him the highest offensive grade for the 49ers.
Man, I'm awesome. Hearing a lot of people throw rocks at those grades, though. I'm shaded PFF.
It's a mixed bag.
I didn't think he was a turnstile.
No.
I didn't think he was a turnstile. Again, like, I'm trying to go. Anybody who you want to bring up, who you're frustrated with, I'll go, okay, who did you like? Who'd you like yesterday?
Jake Tonjes.
I liked a guy.
Who?
DeMarcus Robinson with that big catch over the middle.
One.
In fact, hold on. Yeah. Hold on.
One for 20 yards.
I'm looking forward to his snap count going up. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah.
Dibs.
I like him.
Dibs. I don't know anything about DeMarcus Robinson, but he earned himself 5 weeks of criticism-free football after that catch.
5 weeks?
Yeah. Because he's new. He's new here.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, second and 10. You pick up 20 yards and, you know.
Was yesterday one of the weeks, or does he get five more?
Five more.
Right. Oh, wow.
Because it happened late in the game.
That's fantastic.
Can I put it right on the table?
Was
brought to my echo.
6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, not till week 10.
I got to call two guys out.
Go.
Because this, to me, was sour grapes. I didn't like Saleh telling my man, I'll end you. And you had, I get it. What was going on before the game.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah, he goes, all in you.
I heard, like, I saw. I saw
the quotes.
No,
all in you.
Please explain. I don't know what you're talking about.
David Woody goes, yeah, you don't want to mess with Saleh. He hits the weights. And I'm like.
Liam Cohen hit Saleh with a keep my name out your bleeping mouth.
And then
the handshake?
Yeah.
No, there was no handshake.
After the game. Okay.
After the game, they're all kind of doing whatever, dapping each other up, and all of a sudden, here comes Liam from the left side of the camera, and he wants Saleh, and he says, you keep my name out your bleeping mouth. And then other coaches are pushing him back. Some of the players start laughing because I think they think it's fun when the coaches start yelling at each other. And then Saleh said something back, and
I don't want any part of this. Yeah. I said, Robert,
I think he threatened, after a win, it did different. He threatened to kill him, and then
Fred Warner jumping over the top.
Well, whatever.
Come and talk to Dibs, that is my friend.
Then get down. If you're going to kneel, then kneel.
I agree.
Don't do a little baby backpedal like tick, tick, tick. If you're going to do that, Now it's going to be free game.
Man.
And I love it. And I've always said this, and it'll never happen. Yeah. If I could change one rule, my dream would be no more kneel downs. If you don't get positive yardage, the clock stops. They did that in the Arena League, and they'll never do it with injury, obviously. But
no.
Like that game, the last 2 minutes of that game were ceremonial bull Schmidt.
Yeah, well,
because it was just over.
But Arizona was going to do it.
I thought you were going to give me the tiptoe down the sideline quarterback that you got to hold up on.
Yeah.
I feel like once you see a tiptoe, then you can take the guy's head off.
Not bad.
You can't tiptoe. How about this one?
I say keep your timeouts if that's how you feel.
How about this one? You want to talk about a guy I've never heard of who got let off the hook, Chase Lucas?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he almost gave up what would have been the game-clinching field goal because he put him in range with that.
That penalty.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there was a lot of, they were not. That was one of the worst games they've played in a while.
I'm telling you.
Okay. So does Brock play Thursday to you all with calling Kyle last night saying, I feel some pain?
You'd think no, but I have not. Like,
that's not good for them, man. I'm just not knowing.
I think I speak for Dibs, too. Like, you tell me if you agree, Dibs. Like, I know you guys and even and the Joes this morning, there's a lot of like, OKC, you shouldn't have played him, or this is what I do this week. I personally have a terribly hard time giving radio opinions over someone's health. I have no
clue. So that was just a Brock bad performance.
Maybe. Well, yes. And was he 100%? I guess not. Does that mean he shouldn't have played? No. Maybe Matt can't walk.
And
I have no clue. I have no clue what's going on. I do think he was the less healthy of the two. He had an injury designation and Brock didn't.
But I laughed at Stoney when he brought up Martinez. I asked Stoney in the green room, if they knew they were going to get that Brock Purdy, he wouldn't have played, right?
No.
Okay. So, but you can't live it like that.
I'm disagreeing with you. How do we? Nobody even knows who Martinez is. He might be awful. In fact, I would guess he probably is.
All week for him.
He's a third string quarterback. Like, why would that? You know.
So you're taking 60% of Brock than 100% of Martinez.
Again, the whole percent thing. If he's cleared to play and he's moving well,
and there's a game, he said I can go.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to – I think that's cherry-picking to come in today, and because somebody woke up not feeling good, now it means he shouldn't have played.
The question was, if you would have known how he would have played and what would have happened, would you have played him? And I was like, no, of course not then, because he played, he aggravated, they lost.
There's your key, though.
Yeah.
Nobody would be saying this if they won.
Right, of course.
They lost.
So they got the triple whammy, and now we got to wait for Thursday.
That's how you ask the question. Would you have played him if you've known that you were going to lose?
Yeah. No, of course not.
No.
But if we don't know Mac, like Dib said, his availability, that's what's crippling about this. Is Mac
and that's what I'm saying about Thursday. Like, okay, so Brock's toe is not great, and Mac's knee may not be.
Yes.
Just throw in Adrian, sit all the starters, and treat it like a preseason game. You won't, because it's a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Divisional game, and that's not the way it works. So if Brock can go out there and gimp it up at whatever percent he was yesterday, he's going to go play, and that's just the way it's going to go. And the other one is Juwan Jennings. So he's on the injury report with a shoulder and a knee,
and now he's on with a rib.
That's my point. So he was out there, and he gets the McRib on the two-point play, and it's like, oh, my God, the very next snap, they threw him the ball on the interception.
Is anybody else? And
how do you know that a certain person is a million times tougher than you?
Oh.
That would be the one. He's over there on his back, like wincing. I don't know if he's going to make it. Next play? We'll go your way, Joel.
I like your question. How do you know someone's a million times tougher than you? Every single person on that TV
pretty much, right.
is a million times
well,
tougher
than
me.
Well, when you see that, it's like, and you see the replay, it's like, oh my God, how many ribs did he break? Let's get back out there.
Is anyone else fighting this? Like, whatever it is in life that's frustrating, it could be something at family, at work, or whatever. But you know how sometimes you get to that point where you're just like, just bleep it. I'm out. Like,
as you get older, you get more of that.
Right.
Huh.
And we as fans, you don't get to do that with the whole injury thing. I'm so like, I'm fighting it where I'm just like, this is so frustrating.
I hate it, Will.
Ricky Pearsall hurt on every play.
And then he goes down like that's a tease, man.
What do you mean?
Ricky Pearsall, he'll make the play and I'm not faulting him. He's hurt. Then you don't get like, go do it again. It's like, PCL, minor piece. Like,
I mean,
this dude's making crazy plays.
He's a phenomenal
player. And then he's laying
out
when he's healthy.
Yep.
But damn, I don't know his availability Thursday.
I mean, Malik Nabers, like, go around the league. I don't know if it makes you feel any better.
No,
go around the league.
Everybody's still saying Niners.
No, they are.
You just did, Will.
No, but think about it. Burrow and Connor and Nabers yesterday. And what, 5-6 teams?
Mike Evans.
Right. 5-6 teams have had to play without their quarterback already. Like, I don't know, man.
Dibs, it was
a lot this year.
Dibs, you're the king of the deep dive. I did an intermediate dive.
Okay.
And maybe it's something you guys could talk about at some point. You don't have to.
No, we'll produce our show. But go ahead.
I went back to an ill-fated Christmas game in 2023.
I heard this
earlier.
This
is kicking the books. Oh, let me be
and,
no, that's what you asked. He asked, am I cooking the books? And I'm in my kitchen now. I'm going, this guy's cooking the books again.
Since Christmas of 2023, Purdy's got 29 touchdown passes. 21 interceptions.
Yeah,
we got to be better than that, Brock, right?
No question.
Got to be better.
Does that include the postseason?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no question.
Yep.
But what do you want people to do with that, though, Snotty?
I want them to say Purdy stinks.
That's also inaccurate.
That's what you guys could talk
about. And they didn't base those numbers in regard to paying them, right? They didn't look at this.
Well,
like,
nothing. I had to text Shasky this morning because well, when you go, okay, now he's overpaid. If that was your opinion 2 months ago, 3, 4, 5 months ago, okay, fine. We're not doing that off of two games. He's played twice since the contract. And apparently in six of the eight quarters, he was hurt.
That might be the bigger issue.
He's only making $9 million.
So that too.
I'm sorry, Jordan Poole. I got to go.
It's time for Jordan Poole to hit.
And I was right then. And I'm right now.
And you know where you're right?
Everywhere.
95.7 The Game.
Not everywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.